You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it's a Food Friday. It's a long story, but we were bumped last Friday. Here we are on Tuesday, and it's great because Christmas is coming up. Christmas Eve is a big deal in many Italian-American families. Food plays a central role in the celebrations. The giant meal that many enjoy on the night before Christmas is often referred to as the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Its origins come from southern Italy, where the feast marks the beginning of the Vigilia di Natale that leads up to midnight on Christmas Day. Now, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, whether you're Italian or not, and believe me, I'm not, you're bound to love some of the specialty seafood dishes you might find at an Italian Christmas Eve dinner. We've got two experts in the studio here to talk about it. Paul Massiero is co-owner of Baba Louie's Pizza in Great Barrington and Hudson. He's a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America and the Greenbrier Culinary Apprenticeship Program and has cooked all over the United States. He's a Berkshire native and sources all of his fresh produce locally. Rocco DeFazio opened up DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989, and it has since won numerous Best of Awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings at Italian fare. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. He's a Siena College grad and a former science teacher. Wow. Paul, Rocco, welcome back to the show. Nice that I'm glad you guys could reschedule last Friday because we called you fairly late when the Prez said, hey, I'm going to be on chatting.
Now, what restaurant is he with? The White House?
The White House restaurant?
White House restaurant.
It's very exclusive. Very exclusive joint. Yeah, it's tough to get into. All right, now, all right, so that's the first complication. We're doing the Food Friday on Tuesday.
Tasty Tuesdays.
The second, right. The second complication is the 800 number's not working today. Apparently, there was a big mishap. All the 800 numbers on the East Coast are screwed up today. So we got another number. So jot this down, boys and girls. The number to call with your questions about all things Italian Christmas Eve dinner and otherwise is 518-465-1933. Again, that's 518-465-1933. And if you don't want to pay for the call, I dig it. Email us, voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org if you want to email your questions, or you can go to facebook.com/WAMC radio. But again, that number, 518-465-1933, and we welcome your calls. All right, Paul and Rocco, let's get down to business. Full disclosure, zero Italian in my family history. Zero.
Okay. Raph is an Italian?
I feel for you.
Okay, none. All right? So we listen to a lot of Frank Sinatra at the house, and that's about as close as I, you know, we might watch The Godfather over the holidays.
How did you survive?
Well, you know, it is what it is. But this whole Feast of Seven Fishes, and I was reading a great article, I think it was last Thursday in the Times Union from Deanna Fox, and she points out that the Feast of Seven Fishes might be 11, might be 21 fishes.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do you usually do in your household?
We do seven.
Yeah.
And the most asked question is, why seven?
Yeah.
It is. And the number seven comes up like 1,000 times in the Bible. Christ's Sermon on the Mount, where he fed thousands, he fed them with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Seven. So... the seven sacraments, the seven, whatever. So seven is like the staple, but you could do anywhere from 3. I've known some people to go on up to 13 fishes.
Yeah. I guess that would be what? The apostles plus Jesus. That's what Deanna points out in her article in the Times Union.
That's right, the 13. You're right. That's the 13.
So, and then 21, no one can figure out where that comes from.
No, that's just like being gluttonous.
Yeah. Well, you get 7, 11, 21. You might as well go to the craps table, and you're good to go. The number to call, once again, 518-465-1933. Well, let's talk first about the traditional foods, and then we'll talk about what you brought today and some of that dovetails. I guess it's kind of a you can improvise a bit when you're doing this.
You certainly can. What I brought today is 4 different dishes. Probably the most famous in Southern Italian fish dishes is the baccalà.
The baccalà.
Baccalà, cod.
Salted cod.
Salted cod. And we used to sell tons of this in our store, tons of it. They come in wooden crates. you can get it, and you could hammer a nail in wood with it. It's so hard and so salted. And we would soak it for days, and then...
How would you prepare it, though?
Well, here it is. Here...
Oh, look at that.
Is a salad.
Oh.
Okay. With peppers, olives, celery. This is like what you would have pre-dinner.
Right.
Okay, with your appetizers. So you'd have the famous bacala salad.
Oh, that looks delicious.
It's very good.
I can't wait to try that.
Cherry peppers, vinegar peppers. And this is like a staple in all the Southern Italian. And because it was kind of inexpensive, too, bacala. Back in the day, I remember like $2.99 a pound, $1.99
yeah.
a pound. Now it's gotten very expensive. It's gotten up there. But bacala salad is one of the great dishes.
And it looks like that would not be a brutal thing to prepare.
No, no, because you're talking, it's a salad. And you would, you have the piece here. Why don't you taste it?
Well, our producer just happened to walk in.
I know, you got to taste it.
Yeah, you mentioned the food, and there she is.
There you go.
Now, full disclosure, while I have no Italian ancestry, Jess has been doing the Feast of Seven Fishes since you were a kid, right?
Day one, yeah.
So this is all old hat to you.
I mean, we all do our different variations of it. I remember having the bacala. My aunt Ray and my old uncle Angelo would prepare lobster spaghetti, which is spaghetti with lobster sauce, basically.
Mm-hmm. So it's all
that
fair
would count
game,
as one
right?
Of yes.
Yeah.
So in other words, Jess this year and her husband are going to do Swedish fish, which is candy, and okay. that shouldn't count though, right? I mean, the goldfish crackers, that can't count.
No, not goldfish crackers.
No, okay, fair enough. Am I giving away trade secrets, Jess? I'm sorry. All right, we'll try this salad, and let's take a call. By the way, the number, if you're just tuning in, if it's not one thing, it's another. Today, the 800 numbers on the East Coast, there's all kinds of trouble. There was a manhole cover blew up or something. I don't know what happened. But 800 numbers not working. Call us at Vox Pop 518-465-1933 if you want to get on the air with Paul Massiero and Rocco DeFazio. And let's go to Bill in Saratoga. Bill.
Yes, I'd like to know what restaurants are serving the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if these guys can answer.
I don't know if anybody in the Capital District is doing... I know in the big cities, I know Boston, there are a group of restaurants doing it. The price is about $100 per person, mm-hmm. and you get a tasting. We don't do it, but I'm sure if you go online, possibly La Porto's and Troy May.
Call around, right?
Call around and see if anybody's doing that. But
I tried that, so... I'll be listening, so if any of your listeners know, maybe they might call in.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great idea. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for the call on a special edition of Food Friday here on a Tuesday, the Tuesday before Christmas, 518-465-1933. The salad's excellent. Really, really delicious.
And I'll tell you what's in it real quick. Lemon, olive oil, celery, parsley, red onion, garlic, hot cherry peppers, and olives.
Mm.
And salted cod.
And the salted cod.
And a lot of salted cod.
A lot of salted cod.
Really, really good.
And you would have, again, that's pre-dinner. And you would have that with zeipulas. Zeipulas
are...
That's
a dessert, right?
No, no.
It's like a donut?
It's a donut, but we would put anchovies in them.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, the donut, the zeipulas with anchovies, and you just put the anchovy in and you fry it.
Oh.
And you're drinking all night.
I think that's a given anyway. So, Paul, you did not do a lot of this when you were a kid.
No, growing up, we didn't.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you. Massiero sounds like
it
you might want to do that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish my parents had.
But they didn't want to do it.
We didn't. We never did it. My mom grew up with it, and but she didn't. She didn't carry the tradition on into our family.
So, in Deanna Fox's column, she talks with the famous Linda Bastianich,
right?
And she talks about, you know, you can improvise if you have a can of tuna and some beans and some onions. You throw it together. You make a little salad out of that. Oh, you got tuna too. You brought some good stuff.
I got this good stuff.
What's that stuff?
Okay, we grew up on this stuff. This is Genova, and there's also Pastina, Italian tuna in olive oil.
Yeah,
this stuff is great. And you could do the same thing with the celery, parsley, the same ingredients, but you just buy this can of tuna and mix it with all those ingredients, and it makes a wonderful salad.
So that's a good way to improvise, too.
Right. Or what my grandfather would do with this, he would make a light sauce and throw this in and have a...
Oh, interesting. So you're not making tuna sandwiches with that.
Oh, no, you don't mix this with mayonnaise.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Mayonnaise is, I forgot.
No, you don't mix this with mayonnaise.
You're talking to a graph here, okay? So
no,
just so
no
we're clear.
No mayonnaise.
All right, the number, Rocco DeFazio's here, Paul Masiero. The number to call is 518-465-1933 on a special Food Friday here on a Tuesday.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Support comes from Cowan's Auctions, accepting consignments of jewelry, fine art, historic firearms, American Indian art, historic items, and more. 518-396-7994 for appointments. Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York. Custom exhibits, interactive media displays, and commercial casework for corporate interiors, museum installations, and trade shows. EmpireExhibits.com. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. The New York State Bar Association's Lawyer Referral and Information Service, serving the public for over 30 years. NYSBA.org/lawyer-referral. Coldham and Hartman Architects, serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability. Design for the next 100 years. CNHArchitects.com. And Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and more. Where eyewear is an art, Facebook or VisionExcelEyeCare.com.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight?
It's Vox Pop Food Friday here on a Tuesday at WAMC. The number to call is 518-TODAY, 465-1933, 518-465-1933. And Paul Masiero is here, and Rocco DeFazio, and we're talking the Feast of Seven Fishes and other stuff if you want to call. And we have this email from our buddy Rick Orlando, who says New World Home Cooking is doing the Feast of Seven Fishes. So,
oh, very good.
You can check the website out if you want to find out more about that. So I'm very pleased, Rocco, that you did not bring eel.
Oh, eel.
Because eel, I got to tell you, I'm not a fan.
I was never a big eel fan either. My grandfather, who's from Calabria, he would be in charge of the eel. And we used to sell all this stuff in the store back in the day, back in the 60s. We opened in 51 in the 50s and 60s, early 70s. We would pretty much, you could buy the eel, you could buy the... Definitely the bacalao, the pisha stalk, which is another type of fish, very hard, very cod-like. The calamari, the scungili. But eels, you have to be kept alive until you're about to...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't kill them and then store them because they sour real quick. Very bad smell, and you have to skin it real quick.
Hmm.
So one Christmas, we had two, of course, most Italian families, they have two kitchens. You have the upstairs and the downstairs, okay. So, and upstairs, my grandfather said, I'll cook the eel upstairs, because it also had the bathtub.
Ah, oh boy, really?
And so he wanted to keep the eels. So yeah, you would keep the eels in your bath.
Sure.
He brought them upstairs, two nice long eels, put them in the bathtub.
What if he wanted to take a bath?
It wasn't a Saturday night.
Okay. It's like swimming with the eels.
Swimming with the eels.
I think I saw that in The Godfather.
So a couple of women came over the night before Christmas to help make zeppelins with my mother.
Yeah.
And one of them went into the bathroom not knowing that the two guys were swimming in there. And she let out a scream. They poked their head out of the bathtub.
Oh, that's what. Hello.
Hello, what are you doing in here?
That's great. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you not bringing it all the same.
No, we're not bringing eel today. Everything
all right.
But.
All right, number to call here is 518-465-1933. It's a new number for me as well. You can also email us, voxpop@wamc.org. And Paul and Rocco, here's one that came in from Sue in Chester, Mass. A fish meal is also served on Christmas Eve in the Polish culture. The origins of these meals have to do with the fasting rules of the medieval Catholic Church. Right. I got that. One of the fishes often served in the Polish culture is smelts. And what's the best way to cook smelts? Also, will you be providing recipes for dishes discussed today on the website? I believe I'll have to talk to Jess when she comes in here for her next plate of food if we're putting some of the recipes up at wamc.org/voxpop. But what about smelts, guys?
Love smelts.
Yeah.
Smelts is one of my favorite dishes. Very easy to do. Okay. You're frying them. You make smelts.
Yeah, we've made them, yeah.
You tell me how you do yours, and I'll tell you.
We just quickly fried them.
Right.
Yeah.
A little flour with salt and pepper.
Simple.
Okay, very simple. They're like eating potato chips, right?
Yeah, nice and crispy.
Crispy. Mm-hmm. You put it in your olive oil, take them out. I like serving them like with a lemon and hot sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. You could just
keep going.
Yeah, and make sure you slit them because the vertebrae is still in.
Yeah, you don't want that, right? Yeah.
No, that's... No.
Would not be a good
smelts are like simple.
Chips.
They're like chips. Yeah. They're the smelts.
What kind of hot sauce would you make for something like that?
Regular.
Any kind you want.
Any kind of sauce.
Anything you like.
Really? Like cocktail sauce?
Yeah. Cocktail or just French's hot sauce.
Okay, but definitely no mayo.
No.
All right.
There's no mayo.
All right. Okay, man. Okay, let's go back to the phones.
Mayo.
John and Albany, you're on with Rocco DeFazio and Paul Massiero.
Well, hey, guys. Thanks for doing Food Tuesday. I'm glad Obama didn't make us lose our seven fishes.
Well, it's still pretty early, so you never know. But so far, so good. Go ahead.
Well, guys, my question just got usurped by the email. I was going to ask about smelts, but since it's been already answered, I'm going to ask about the Zapley recipe. My grandmother used to make them, and I can't find a good recipe for them.
You can go online. I just checked it last night. There are a bunch of, and they'll have great videos. It's just flour, yeast.
It's like a fried dough?
Fried dough.
Yeah.
And you just.
With anchovies.
And you just put the anchovy in the dough, is that it?
You put the anchovies in your hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you get your bit of dough, put it in your palm, and then just work it like a ball. And then just throw it in your oil.
Sounds easy.
Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, yeah, I know. I haven't had them for years. I've been keeping the tradition going, but
good for you.
Getting a little lazy, doing the shrimp, the lobsters, the crab. They're more losing the old peasant dishes.
That's a real peasant. The zeppelins with the anchovies, one of my all-time favorite dishes.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for doing it. I've inherited the task of mailing bacala down to Florida.
Nah.
Where my parents and a few other old Italian-Americans from Boston live.
Yeah.
So I send the package down.
Hey, John, thanks a lot. Have a good one, huh?
You too. Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale.
Appreciate it. Okay, this one came in via email at voxpopwamc.org. This is from Allison, who says she's a fellow foodie and martini maker. So automatically.
That's she's
good.
In.
Okay. Automatically.
She's in the club.
She wanted to let us know that Il Faro Restaurant and Bar in Menands also is doing the Christmas Eve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for that, and good luck with the martinis. Maybe Allison will call back when we do a martini show.
Maybe she'll come in and make them for you.
Well, I make a good one.
I bet you do.
I'm not much in the kitchen, but martini, it's me. Let's go to Greg in New Jersey. Where are you in New Jersey, Greg?
I used to live in Lyndhurst.
Oh, where are you now?
I'm driving down a New York Thruway.
All right,
but
man.
I'm not supposed to be talking.
All right, well, be safe. And
we won't say anything.
We don't know
all
anything.
Right, I got to tell a story about I grew up in Lyndhurst, and my grandparents were from Yugoslavia, but we're right on the Italian border. And they used to make baccalà. They had a log in the basement and a wooden mallet. And my grandfather, he used to pound the baccalà and soften it up before he soaked it in water. So then they would soak it in the water and then cook it with garlic and green beans and potatoes.
Yes.
And that's my baccalà story.
I think he used that mallet to take his frustrations out, because I never heard of
maybe. Because you could hear him in the basement. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, thank you, Greg.
It sounds like a song.
Have a great holiday. Right. Drive safely, all right?
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. 1-800. No, it's not 1-800. Darn it. All the 800 numbers on the East Coast are having difficulty today. Our temporary number here on the program is 518-465-1933, 518-465-1933. Why is cod so tough?
To preserve it.
Yeah, it's not actually tough.
Yeah, no. I've had codfish
back
fillets.
Back in the day, when there was no refrigeration, that's how they used to preserve it with the salt, and then it gets tough.
It's hard. I meant to tell you. It's
hard. Like,
it's so tasty, though.
With the mallet.
This salad is great. And what olives are you using in that?
Those have pimentos.
No, I know that, but I mean, is there a specific brand you're using? They're delicious.
I don't.
Really? You don't care?
I don't care.
Well, you season the whole thing really well.
This was done by a friend of mine. I want to give him the props on this.
Okay.
And that is the people at El Mundo Ca in Colony.
Yeah.
And they made this for me.
Wow, they did a great job.
They did. No,
I'm glad you got to mention that.
Yeah, I wanted to say that because he did a very good job, and the people over there at El Mundo Ca will have this. You can buy this salad over there.
All right, we're going to try some more food in a moment. Let's take another call and then see if we can get our producer in here, and we'll get some more food. Barry in Scotia. Barry, you're up.
Hi, I'm enjoying the program a lot. I had never heard of the Feast of Seven Fishes until our son-in-law and my wife went out to the West Coast where his relatives do this every year, so I find it quite fascinating. I'm curious about the origins of this and what it represents, in Italian culture related to Christmas.
Okay. You have to remember, in most Italian cultures, there's a fast that usually goes on prior to a big event. And the week before Christmas, there is the vigil, the fast.
Uh-huh.
You wait for the special event. And so very little dairy, no meat, and you're supposed to eat kind of sparsely. And like I was saying earlier, my grandparents, who were both from southern Italy, would fast at least 8 times a year. They were fast.
Yeah.
We were always fasting for one reason or another, some event. And so, when you come out of a fast, you're supposed to eat, you're not supposed to eat red meat.
Uh-huh.
And because red meat is very hard to digest, so you would eat the fish. Because the fish would be prepared for your digestive systems to absorb it.
Ease back into eating.
Yeah, because you're not eating any protein for that week.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Easter. Easter's another big fast. That's a 40-day fast.
Right. Well, not strictly 40 days.
Well, when my grandparents lived with us, we would have to fast.
For 40 days?
Well, I'm talking no meat, dairy, no dessert.
Oh, yeah, I got that, sure.
Yeah.
And why 7 different kinds of fish, which is quite a feat to get hold of and prepare.
Well, we discussed that at the beginning of the show, and there seems to be a little mystery about that.
It has to do with the number of times the number 7 is used in the Bible.
Okay.
And again, the Sermon on the Mount, Christ fed thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
7 is a big number in the Catholic.
Okay. Thank you.
Barry, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800 numbers. 518-465-1933 is our temporary number here. And if you don't want to pay for the call, you can email us. voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org is the email address. Having fun so far, Paul?
It's been great. I get to eat all of Rocco's food. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Well, I occasionally do dream about the sourdough crust you guys use.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's really good.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't see any pizza here today. You could have brought some fish pizzas, right?
Oh, we could have done that.
Do you ever do that at home?
I love clams.
Yeah?
Clam pizza?
That's a great idea.
That's a great pizza.
Speaking of clams, we have clams here, don't we?
You got to have You got to have the linguine.
Okay, we got to have
Come
some.
On, you gotta start
all right, well, let's see. Maybe Jess will get in here and we can have some food. Meantime, let's go back to the phones. Cleveland in Greenwich. Cleveland, you're on.
Hi, gentlemen. It's a great show. I wish I was there to enjoy the food with y'all.
Oh, boy.
I am wondering about a dish. When I was a little kid, a family friend of ours always brought this dish to events, and I'm wondering if you've heard of it and can help me out with what's in it. I just remember it having eggs in a bed of not really a pasta sauce, but like crushed tomatoes and garlic and onions, and so it's sort of a stew with these fried eggs on it. Well, not really fried eggs. I guess it was sort of baked in the oven, and they were really loosely cooked eggs on top of this a tomato base sauce type, and you serve that in a bowl with some crusty bread, and it was just absolutely delicious.
That sounds good.
I don't recall what it was called, or if any of your panel has heard of anything like this.
Oh yeah, that's eggs in purgatory.
I beg your pardon.
Eggs in purgatory.
Eggs in purgatory.
Right, and so what you would do is you would make a light marinara sauce, okay? And then you would crack an egg into the sauce, and it would lightly cook in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would serve it with the bread, and you would eat the bread. We would have that a lot around Lent.
Okay.
And that was what you called it.
Eggs in purgatory.
Oh, I'll be darned. Okay, that's a good sense of humor.
This is much like any other marinara. It sort of just depends on what you have, what you put into it.
Exactly. But it's very light.
Okay.
Because you have to make the eggs sit in the sauce and cook a little bit.
Okay, great.
Like
instead
of cooking the eggs in water, you're cooking them in the sauce.
Yeah.
Did you throw them back
in
the oven?
Right, I do remember the eggs being just very loosely cooked.
Very loosely cooked, and you want to, it's delicious.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the holiday.
Hey, okay. Thanks, you too. All right, Rocky, I got a plate full of food here.
Okay, what do you have there?
I got a couple. I got shrimp.
You got the shrimp. That is the red roasted pepper pesto with shrimp.
Oh, my gosh.
That's very good.
Okay.
Shrimp is a big dish.
This one is? I see the shrimp over here.
And then you have shrimp scampi, which is a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't get to the clams yet, huh? That's all right. You want some?
She just doesn't offer. She comes in, she feeds you, she leaves.
You know what? Come on over. It's a very informal show, Paul. Come on over. You got plates over here. Help yourself. It's Food Friday. Come on over.
Yeah, shrimp scampi is a classic dish on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then the shrimp with the pesto, I absolutely love with the red roasted pepper pesto. It's a little spicy, so be prepared. What do you think?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, this show's over. It's time to eat. Wow. That's really good, Rocco. Holy mackerel. Back to the phones.
It's not mackerel, it's shrimp.
Holy shrimp, Batman. Linda in Arlington, you're on.
Speaking.
Hello?
Rocco DeFazio.
Yes, sir.
If that isn't Italian, what is it?
I don't know.
Abbondanza, mangi.
Abbondanza.
I got the mappin.
The mappin.
And I got to tell you a story about when I was a kid. My father used to bring the snails.
Snails.
And we'd have them in the 8-quart saucepan.
Yep.
And they would pop the cover off. My job was
to catch them.
Collect all the snails off the kitchen ceiling.
That's right.
And put them back in the pot.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
And the reason for the fishes is because in the Roman Catholic, you can't eat meat until after midnight.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's it.
And that's all I got to say.
Well,
I did a good job. I remember the snails climbing up the wall.
Yeah, up the walls.
Up the wall on the ceiling.
Yes.
We used to sell snails in the store. They'd be all over the place. Every morning we'd have to round them up.
That was my job.
I know, mine too.
Oh, we lived the same life.
Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
You know, they didn't move very fast.
In my grandmother's German-American house, we had the Feast of Seven Sausages. It wasn't quite the same. A little tougher on the cholesterol level. Let's go to Drea and Troy. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I I have a story about bacala. My mother used to tell stories about when she was a child having to soak the bacala in the bathtub for days and how it would stink up the house. So she never, ever made the seven fishes.
Oh,
however,
poor
what
excuse.
We would do, yeah, I know. It was, what a pity. Although I do tend to do a fish stew with maybe not seven, but like three or four fishes in it on Christmas Eve. But what we used to do was to have salami and olives and cheeses and bread and wine when we got back from midnight mass on Christmas Eve. So I suppose it was after midnight, so it was okay that we would have some meat.
Exactly.
But anyway, my question is, my mother used to make these fig and date-filled cookies, basically a fig and date filling inside like a biscotti dough, and then we would decorate them and and we would only have them at Christmas time. I have never seen these cookies sold anywhere. Do you know anywhere where do you know what I'm talking about? Is this familiar to you?
Yeah, I remember back in the day they would make a fig and date cookie. That's real old school.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where you could get them.
I'm sorry, Drea, but thank you, and we appreciate the call. And Paul, you're shrugging too. So
yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let's take a break here. 1-8 No, it's not 1-800. Guy, kick it. 518-465-1933. We'll be back on Food Friday or Tuesday or whatever.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Support comes from Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harolds.com. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, Warwick, New York, a Hudson Valley bookseller specializing in new and vintage books and holiday gift ideas, with a second shop on Windmere Avenue in the heart of Greenwood Lake, yeoldwarwickbookshop.com. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences in the Capital District and beyond. skidmore.edu/tang. Curtis Lumber, specializing in deck and dock design, featuring Trex composite decking and railings, pressure-treated wood, and more. Design consultation available, curtislumber.com. And Albany Realty Group, a local woman-owned real estate company since 2003, educating and counseling sellers and buyers throughout the real estate transaction. AlbanyRealtyGroup.com.
This child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Food Friday here, and we're having a good time with Paul Massiero of Baba Louie's and Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's in Troy. And the number to call here is 518-465-1933. We've been eating good food. We've been talking about the Feast of Seven Fishes and had a couple of really nice shrimp dishes here in the break. So, again, tell us what we had. I know I had shrimp scampi.
Yeah, shrimp scampi, which is the classic, and that's just butter, a lot of butter, clam juice, garlic, and you let it simmer and then throw in your shrimp.
Yeah.
That's classic. That's a big
delicious too.
Yeah,
it's very really good.
And the pesto is very simple to do. See, we make a lot of the different sauces that you could really just come to our store, buy these different sauces, and just add your fish to them.
Yeah.
And you could pretty much come up with pretty much close to seven.
Shrimp fra diavolo.
Shrimp fra diavolo.
Ah, that's good.
And then we made the clams fra diavolo.
Oh, you brought that?
I brought that.
Oh, we'll have to try that.
You got to try that.
All right, well, back to the phones we go, and I'll see if I can serve some to all of us here. Let's go to Carl in Dalton, Mass. Carl, you're on.
Hey, I just wanted to say that you guys are making me really hungry. I'm Italian by marriage, but I'm really a Scandinavian.
Okay.
And the traditions are the same, you know, Christmas Eve, We had fish always for Christmas Eve, and the same stuff but just different names. Like you call it bacala. Well, we had the dried cod that you could beat with a stick. We called it lutefisk. It was lutefisk. And I grew up on Long Island, so if you had more than three friends, one of them had to be Italian.
One had to be Italian.
And we argued all the time. Hey, that's bacala. I said, no, that's lutefisk. My mother always ate salmon and egg sauce, you know. But we have bacala, and we have herring or creamed herring. We always had shrimp cocktail. That was more the American thing. And, I think it's just a tradition that's in a large part of Europe. You know, if you came from Europe, Christmas Eve was fish. And on Christmas Day, you had the big roast.
Hey.
That's right.
Well, thank you for calling, Carl. Have a great holiday, huh?
All right, and it's lutefisk, not bacala.
It's bacala.
All right, well, we'll have to have this fight
in
another
studio,
time.
It's bacala.
Yeah, it is. Today it is, that's
it's
for
bacala.
Sure.
Bacala.
Thanks for the call, Carl. Okay, so this is a first on Food Friday. I served, I did a lousy job, my God. I served some of the clams for Diablo. Glad Jess didn't see that. It was pretty ugly, but I got it done. I got Paul Masciaro some, and I got some, and he had to grab it with his hands.
But I'm falling out of the. So that's all right.
I apologize. I want you to go back to the phones at 518-465-1933 and Mary in Voorheesville. Mary, you're on.
Well, thank you. This is turning to be more of a story about funny stories than about what the food, but anyway, because I do have a funny story. I grew up in an Italian household, and my grandfather was a chef.
Ah,
lucky you.
Yeah, so we never called it the Feast of the Seven Fishes. We always said, well, we're just going to have a meatless dinner Christmas Eve, and I always thought, oh, that's because we're fasting, right?
Right.
So the first year I got married, I told my husband, oh, we have to go to D.C., which is where I was from, Christmas Eve, because we're having the meatless meal. And he was never very excited about this. You know, he kept saying, well, do we have to go? I said, yes, we have to go. We drive the 7 hours. We get there, and my parents had set up big tables in the basement because it was an embarrassment of dishes. I mean, it was way more than seven. It was probably like 12 or 13. There was the Clams Casino and the spaghetti with crabs and, you know, on the certainly the bacala, everything. My husband walks down the steps, and he just looks at me, and he said, you Italians really know how to get around the law. He said, my mother, who was Irish, he said, wouldn't even put mayo in the tuna fish.
Wow.
So, yes, an abundance of riches, and your show has just been, I've been so delighted to hear all these stories because everything is triggering more memories.
Fond memories, right.
Yeah. But the caller who was looking for the a place to get the date and fig cookies, I think I have seen them somewhere, but I know that there are a lot of recipes if you're willing to put it in, the time in. I've seen recipes as well. But I've seen them somewhere. I just can't remember where. I'm sorry not to be helpful.
Well, Mary, thanks for calling, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. You know, I got to say, Rocco, it was worth the ridiculous serving that I did of the clams fra Diablo.
How do you like that?
Was it worth putting your hands all over it?
With the hands.
Well,
eat with your fingers.
Oh, God, it's good stuff. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jim and Adams Mass. Jim.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Sounds like you guys are having way too much fun.
Oh, yeah, man. Every
without,
time these
without
two are
alcohol
here,
either.
It's a good time. Well, how do you know?
Well, I'm guessing.
All right.
I'm not on the Internet.
Fair enough.
Anyway, my mom had some coworkers, a lot of them Sprague Electric Company in North Adams, Mass., and she went to one of the families one time just before Christmas, I believe it was, and they served a roast turkey, but instead of a brown gravy, they had a red sauce. They call it red gravy. It's red sauce. And what would it be? Perhaps maybe a light marinara sauce as well?
I never had turkey
with the red sauce.
With the red sauce. No, never heard of that one.
Maybe they just didn't want to budge from, you know, and make the gravy with
just,
turkey.
Yeah. Everything
the grandmother was at home. She was the one in charge of cooking,
like a turkey cacciatore or something?
Turkey cacciatore. It must have been.
Like yeah.
Could have been. What kind of a sauce would the cacciatore sauce be like?
Well, the ones I have are spicy.
Yeah.
That would be good. I mean, almost any meat that could be complimented or even improved with a nice spicy tomato sauce.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Anyway.
Well, thanks, Jim.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye. One of the best veal cacciatores I had was up in Maine, up in York, Maine,
really?
Mimos. And this old Italian guy, I think he was from New York City, and he's been up there for 30, 40 years.
Nice.
Oh, and just exquisite food. And you're looking at the ocean. It's amazing. Let's go to Derby in Schenectady. It's the Kentucky Derby in Schenectady. No, it's Debbie. Hi, Debbie. You're on.
Hi, I'm not wearing my Derby hat today.
All right, fair enough. You're on.
One thing I want to say, the purgatory eggs are supposed to be spicy. That's why they're purgatory. It's hot, hot, hot.
Okay.
Right.
But I have a question for you. I was watching a show, The Neighborhood That Disappeared.
Yes.
On PBS. Great show.
Mary Paley's movie.
Yep. And a woman on there named Rose Weller, rest in peace, mentioned something about sweetened ricotta hand pie that her mother used to fry up. She called them chorone or something like that. I can't find anything. I find a sweetened ricotta pie with chocolate chips in them, but I don't know if that's what she's referring to. Any idea what she's referring to, and do they have to be always eaten hot, or are they okay later cooled off?
I never heard of a fried one.
Oh, my God. It's a brilliant idea. Paul, that's your assignment for the next show, all right?
It's not like a donut. It's not like a fritter. She said it was like a pie, like pie crust almost, sweetened ricotta in it, and that her brothers used to stand around waiting for Mom to take them out of the skillet and feed them right away to them.
Oh, never had that.
Oh, boy.
No, me
okay,
either.
I'm going to have to make it up then.
Debbie,
all right.
Email voxpop@wamc.org if you find anything.
Okay, yeah, I will. Thank you so much.
That sounds great.
Thanks a lot. We'll make Paul Masiero make these and bring these the next time. Our guests, Rocco DeFazio and Paul Masiero, and we talk, well, we've had a good time today. 1-800, no. Yeah, okay, here's the thing. We got an 800 number, right? I say it 28 times, 50 times a show, every show. And today, all the 800 numbers on the East Coast are out, so now we got a different number. 518-465-1933. Let's go to Dawn in Ruby, New York. Dawn.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My mother used to make these Italian fried cookies dipped in honey, and they were called squealies.
Yep.
Have you heard of that?
Yep.
Could you tell me how to spell it?
He's looking it up.
Okay,
I got it right here.
Can he buy a vowel?
Struffoli.
Oh, well, those are like the little round balls.
Right.
What my mother used to make was like a long braid. And she fried them in the oil and then dipped them in honey, and she called
yes.
them squealies.
Yes, I my mom used to make the same ones, the fried dough, long, with ridges.
Yeah.
Can't think of the name of them right now.
Oh.
But very simple to do, very light. You put powdered sugar and honey.
Okay, well, she just did the honey.
Right, powdered, or we'd have them sometimes just with powdered sugar on them.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
Yeah, but you don't know how to spell
this
squealy.
No, I don't.
Anybody want to take a guess?
No.
No? All right. You know, if you had called earlier in the show, I bet 12 people would call in
yes.
and tell you how to do it. I'm sorry, Dawn. We can't help you. Stump the panel.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I can picture it right now, but the name escapes me right now.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to Dana in Shelburne, Vermont. Hi, Dana. You're on with Paul Masiero and Rocco DeFazio.
Hi, guys. I have an answer for you about the date and fig cookie.
All right.
Oh, great.
Good.
Growing up in central New York, we always had Christmas cookies. My family was Italian, and they were called cucciadati.
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 Yep. C-U-C-C-A-D-A-T-T-I, I think is the way they're spelled. But it was a ground fig and date and maybe some orange peel and maybe a little rum and... Then it was wrapped into a tube of pastry dough, cut into small pieces, baked, decorated with a white frost, and then jimmies put on top of it.
Huh. Hmm.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
And my mother, we used to make them when I was a child, and then there were always a few ladies in the old neighborhood that would make them. You could call them, buy them by the pound. And there's only one bake shop down in Frankfort, New York, I know, that still sells them. Can't remember the name of it, but I found the recipe online a few years ago and made them and brought them home, and my mother was very happy.
A lot of Italian desserts, Italians didn't really eat sweet, right, Paul?
Mm.
Not big into like the chocolate or the heavy creams. They were more into fruit, like the panettone, which I have here, which is a traditional.
What is it, fruitcake?
It's an Italian fruitcake, panettone. Very light. Because your meals were so
rich.
Outrageously rich, you didn't have rich desserts because as rich as you got was like a cannoli.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty rich.
Ricotta pie.
Yeah.
Most of the desserts had fruit in it. Wouldn't you say, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely.
The fruit cookies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I remember as a young kid. Yeah.
All right. You good?
Thanks for taking my call, and happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, Dana. Thank you very much. Peter in Kingston. Mom. Peter.
Eating the panettone.
Yeah, hi, it's Peter.
Oh, yeah.
You got me?
Yeah, we were just talking about panettone here, and you're on with Paul Masiero and Rocco DeFazio.
Okay, great. Just wanted to call, lived in San Francisco for a while, and we got in the habit of making cioppino for Christmas Eve, because who could tell how many fishes were in it, you know? You're throwing five, you're throwing eight, you know?
Right.
Who's counting?
So, yeah, but that was is a good way to make it work, and nobody ever worried about how many was in it, you know?
That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks, Peter.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one. Let's go over to Susan in Saratoga. Susan.
Hi, good afternoon. This show really warms my heart. I always had the Feast of the Seven Fishes. I'm now 61 years old and been doing it traditionally as an Italian family since I was a child. So a lot of meaning. I was always taught before Mass that it was the 7 days of creation that was represented.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just another, you know, again, a biblical reference. And we go to, in Schenectady, Pereca's restaurant does the feast. Mm-hmm. And they do a marvelous job. And Maria Pereca is her name. And she really does a very fine traditional dinner there with history and cultural experiences. And it's a wonderful experience, just in case anyone's interested.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for this great show.
Well, gosh, appreciate it. Have a great holiday, huh?
And you do the same. Enjoy.
Thanks, Susan. We appreciate the call. Okay, I mentioned at the outset of the show that our Vox Pop Hall of Famer, Deanna Fox, had written an article on the Feast of Seven Fishes on mm-hmm. last Thursday's To You, and she tweets in a question here to Vox Pop, at WAMC Vox Pop, says, one thing I'd love to ask, do you add sugar to your marinara sauce?
Oh, my God.
I don't.
That's a sin.
I'm going to take that as a no, Deanna. All right?
No sugar.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
no,
go.
You know, I it's remember white. Being in culinary school, though. Some chefs added sugar
don't
to theirs.
Don't tell me they did. They're
they
not
did,
a real chef
some,
then.
And some didn't.
All right.
They
very quickly, let's go to Joanne. Joanne, you had about 30, 40 seconds
sin.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Buon Natale to all of you.
Buon Natale.
My grandparents used to make a wonderful vegetable called gardunia. It looks like celery. You have to boil it, and then you dip it in egg and fry it, and it tastes like the heart of an artichoke. Mm-hmm. I can't find it anywhere. I go to every farmer's market imaginable. Have you seen it lately?
I've never seen it.
Well, it sounds good.
I've seen it at my brother's store in Massachusetts. Called Guido's. I've seen it there.
You've seen it there?
Yeah.
And so it is around. It's not like one of these vegetables that just disappeared from Earth. Some people actually... What is the English version of it? What would people call it in English?
I only knew it as that.
You only knew it as
yeah.
Gardunia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're about out of time, but have a great holiday. Thanks, Joanne.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
You too. And this one quickly from email. The best bet for the caller looking to buy the Figfield cookies is Villa Italia in Schenectady.
Oh, good.
There you go. It's this great, authentic Southern Italian bakery. All right, well, listen, we're done. This was fun. Paul Masiero.
That was great.
Have a lovely new year. We'll see you in the new year.
I would love to.
You're
going to
be working on the special project we got, right?
The ricotta, fried ricotta pies.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in with those next time for you.
Yes. Rocco, good work today.
Always a pleasure to hook up with you guys.
Yeah, it was
great.
Have
a Merry Christmas. We'll see
you
at the shop soon.
Merry Christmas to all.
We'll be there.
And to all a good night. Support comes from Waterwheel Village, Galway, New York, specializing in extra sharp New York cheddar since 1923, offering imported cheddars, specialty cheeses, nostalgic candies, local baked goods, honey, and maple products in every corner of our store. WaterwheelVillage.com. East Heaven Hot Tubs and Paradise Spa, Northampton, Massachusetts, offering private hot tub room rentals with indoor or outdoor rooftop tubs, massage for couples and individuals, eastheaven.com. Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement, a proud supporter of public radio, forthillautobody.com. And Interim Healthcare, providing companions, aides, and nurses in the home 2 to 24 hours a day so you or a loved one can stay in your home
serving the Capital Region, Columbia County, Glens Falls, and Saratoga. InterimHealthcare.com. That's it for today's show. Thanks to everybody who called in, bearing with us for not having an 800 number. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Rocco and Paul for being here. And you can find out more at Vox Pop, and that's our page at wamc.org/VoxPop. Thanks to Zach Malloy. Zach, time to get some clams. Friday Avlo over here in Studio A. And thanks to Susie Chekai for taking the calls. Our producer, Jessica Blouse, Dean Marshall. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk weather with Jason Goff.
The happiest, the happiest.
Yes, the happiest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest.